天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目。我是节目主持人张小环，工长张，大小的小和环境的环，也就是左边一个王右边一个步子。很开心能够在节目中跟大家再次相遇。那我们今天呢，将要开始一个新的系列的学习，叫做耶稣的名字。那或许有人会疑问说，耶稣的名字，耶稣的名字不就是耶稣吗？难道还有其他的吗？为什么我们祷告的时候也常常都会说奉主耶稣的名来求呢？那麦克牧师呢，将会在这个系列中给我们一一作答。今天呢，麦克牧师将会从耶稣的名字称为奇妙的测试来开始。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，那就让我们打开圣经，一起预备心，领受从神而来的讯息吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We welcome you to this broadcast.
很高兴你能收听这个节目。
We will begin a series of messages on the names of Jesus.
今天我们要开始一个新的系列，这个系列所讲的就是耶稣的各个名字。
Those names were given to him by God 700 years before he was born.
这些名字是耶稣出生以前700多年的时候神赐给他的。
And we will talk more about this in the coming days.
在以后的几次节目里，我们要详细讨论耶稣的这些个名字。
But I want to begin by telling you that today there is a worldwide phenomena.
首先我要告诉你，在今天的社会中有个很时尚的现象。
It is psychological counseling.
那就是心理辅导。
Psychological counseling has developed worldwide for two reasons.
心理辅导之所以能够发展起来有两个原因。
First,
第一个原因，
the development of the science of psychology.
是心理学的发展。
Secondly,
第二个原因，
the restless pressure of our modern age.
是由于当今生活的强大压力。
These contributions have caused us to become a people dependent upon counseling and counselors.
结果呢，就导致我们很依赖这些心理辅导。
Counseling is never easy.
其实辅导并不是一件容易的事。
And good counselors are hard to find.
一个好的辅导员是不容易找得到的。
I always tell people be careful where you get your counsel.
我常常告诉人们要小心你从哪里接受辅导。
Some counselors' own lives are not very inspiring.
有一些辅导员自己的生活并不能产生影响。
Some counselors' own conduct is not a good role model.
有一些辅导员自己的行为并不是好榜样。
But there is a counselor who is best of the best.
然而有一位辅导是最优秀的。
700 years before the Lord Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem.
在耶稣基督诞生在伯利恒城之前的700年左右。
Isaiah the prophet in chapter 9 verse 6 prophesied in details about his coming.
先知以赛亚在以赛亚书第九章第六节就详细地预告了耶稣的降生。
I don't want you to forget this point that it was 700 years before Christ was born.
我想再一次提醒你，这件事发生在耶稣降生之前的700年。
Now let's look at these descriptions of Jesus.
现在我们就来看看以赛亚是怎么描述耶稣的。
Wonderful counselor.
奇妙的测试。
A mighty God.
全能的神。
The everlasting Father,
永在的父，
Prince of Peace,
和平的君。
These are four descriptions of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他从四个方面来描述耶稣基督。
And we will look at each of them in the next several messages.
在以后几次的信息中，我们要一个一个来查考。
Let us look at the description, Wonderful Counselor.
我们先来看第一个描述，奇妙的测试。
Some people read this as two words.
有些人把它分开来念。
That Jesus is wonderful.
意思就是说，耶稣是奇妙。
And that he is a counselor.
他同时也是一位测试。
In the Hebrew language, a sentence structure can be taken either way.
在希伯来文当中，一个句子的结构可以用以下两种方式来理解。
For Jesus is both wonderful and a counselor.
一种解释为耶稣是奇妙，他也是一位测试。
And a wonderful counselor.
另一种解释为奇妙的测试。
Let me tell you three things about our wonderful counselor.
关于这位奇妙的测试，我想从三方面来讨论。
His attributes are surpassing.
他具有非凡的属性。
His attractiveness is subsuming.
他具有包容万有的吸引力。
His ability is supernatural.
他具有超然的能力。
First, Jesus' attributes are surpassing.
首先，耶稣具有非凡的属性。
Why is Jesus called Wonderful Counselor?
耶稣为什么被称为是奇妙的测试呢？
He is a wonderful counselor because he is full of wisdom.
他之所以被称为奇妙的测试，因为他满有智慧。
Colossians 2:3 says,
哥罗西书第二章三节说，
In whom are hidden all treasures of wisdom?
所积蓄的一切智慧、知识都在他里面藏着。
And because Jesus has all the treasure of wisdom,
正因为耶稣拥有智慧的宝库，
He himself does not need a counselor.
所以他自己并不需要谋士。
The wisest of people,
最聪明的人，
The best of counselors,
最好的谋士。
The greatest of teachers,
最伟大的教师，
they all need counseling at times.
他们都有需要谋士的时候。
But Paul said in Romans 11:34,
但是保罗在罗马书十一章三十四节里说，
Who has known the mind of the Lord?
谁知道主的心？
Who has become his counselor?
谁做过他的谋士呢？
The answer is no one.
答案就是没有一个人。
James described that wisdom for us.
雅各曾给我们描述过这种智慧。
That the wisdom that comes from God is pure.
从神而来的智慧先是清洁。
Then peaceable.
后是和平。
And gentle.
温良。
Then willing to yield.
然后是柔顺。
And full of mercy and good fruit.
满有怜悯，多结善果。
Without partiality and without hypocrisy.
没有偏见，没有假冒。
What is James saying?
雅各是想要告诉我们什么呢？
He is saying that Jesus' counsel is not tainted by worldly selfish gain.
他的意思是，耶稣所提供的辅导不是世俗的，也不是为谋求自己私利。
That Jesus' counsel is not contaminated with our own bias.
耶稣的辅导不会受到世俗偏见的污染。
That Jesus' counsel is not stained with a desire to manipulate others.
耶稣的辅导不是发自想要操控别人的欲望。
My listening friend, anyone can give advice.
我亲爱的朋友，任何人都可以给你出谋划策。
But only Jesus' counsel that is pure.
但只有耶稣的谋略是纯正的。
That is why before you run into human counselors,
因此在你跑去找那些辅导员之前，
You need to go to Jesus, the wonderful counselor.
你应该先来到耶稣这里，他才是最奇妙的辅导。
You need to go to the only one who can give you the best counsel.
你只需要来到他面前，唯独他能给予你最佳的辅导。
You can go to him with all of your problems, your pain and your heartache.
带着你所有的问题、伤痛和心酸。
Before you go around talking to everyone who would listen,
在你四处去找人听你倾诉之前，
Go to Jesus.
到耶稣跟前来吧。
Seek his counsel.
来寻求他的辅导。
Seek his wisdom.
寻求他的智慧。
Seek his advice.
寻求他的劝勉。
Before you hang all your linens out in the open,
在你把你的心事通通抖出来之前，
Go to Jesus first.
请你先告诉耶稣。
Because he alone has all of the wisdom that can deal with all of your problems.
因为只有他才有智慧来解决你所有的问题。
His wisdom is not only pure,
他的智慧不仅是纯正的。
But his wisdom will fill your troubled heart with his peace.
他的智慧也能够让你原本烦乱的心得到平静。
His wisdom will calm your troubled spirit with his gentleness.
神要用他的温柔来抚平你烦乱的心灵。
His wisdom will help you overcome the disturbance that sin brings into your life.
他的智慧要帮助你胜过因罪而引起的混乱不安。
His wisdom will neutralize the pain of prejudice and the rejection of others by its impartiality.
他的智慧要消除因偏见和排斥而带来的伤痛。
His wisdom will elevate you above the turmoil of doubt by its lack of hypocrisy.
他那毫不矫揉做作的智慧能让你超越怀疑的搅扰。
Colossians 2:3 tells us,
哥罗西书二章三节告诉我们
，Not only that, in Him all treasures of wisdom,
在耶稣基督里面不仅仅藏有智慧的宝库
，But in Him also all treasures of knowledge,
而且也有知识的宝藏。
Jesus not only knows everything about you,
耶稣不但知道你的一切
，But He's the only one who has the answer to your deepest longing.
他也是唯一能满足你最深需要的主。
Jesus not only knows all of your life secrets,
耶稣不但知道你人生中所有的秘密
，but he is the only one who can forgive your secret sins.
也唯有他能赦免你隐而未现的过错。
Jesus not only knows all about the dark chambers in your heart,
耶稣不仅知道你心灵里的阴暗之处。
But he is the only one who can shine his light and give you a way out.
唯有他才能用光照亮你前面的道路。
His attributes are surprising.
他具有非凡的属性。
But secondly, his attractiveness is subsuming.
第二，他具有包容万有的吸引力。
Let me ask you a question, my listening friend.
我亲爱的朋友，让我问你一个问题。
If you are fat and you want to lose weight,
假如你超重想要减肥的话
，Would you seek the counsel of a fat doctor?
你会去找一位胖医生给你意见吗
？If you have marriage problem,
假如你遇到婚姻的问题
，Would you seek out a counselor who had a failed marriage?
你会去找一位婚姻失败的顾问吗？
If you need help to overcome anxiety or fear or doubt, would you go to a counselor who lacks confidence?
假如你想克服恐惧、焦虑和怀疑，你会去找一位缺乏信心的人来辅导你吗？
Of course not.
绝对不会的。
If you need help getting over other people's prejudice and critical spirit, you would not go to seek the counsel of a critical person.
假如你想解脱别人对你的成见和批评所引起的困扰，你不会去找一位好批评的人来帮助你的。
But Jesus is called the wonderful counselor.
然而，耶稣是奇妙的辅导。
Do you know why?
为什么呢
？Because he meets you at the point of your need.
因为他能恰当的满足你的需要。
He meets you where you are.
就在你需要他的关键上，他在那里。
He meets you whenever you come to him.
无论你何时寻求他，他都在那里。
He welcomes whosoever shall come.
无论谁来寻找他，他都欢迎。
Jesus said,
耶稣说
When I'm lifted up, I shall draw all men to myself.
我若从地上被举起来，就要吸引万人来归我。
That tells us,That his attractiveness is subsuming.
这说明了他具有包容万有的吸引力。
His attractiveness is to everyone.
他要吸引每一个人。
Everybody can be attracted to the wonderful counselor.
这位奇妙的辅导能吸引每一个人都来到他的跟前。
The insecure can be attracted to Jesus' confidence.
心里没有安全感的人被耶稣的信心吸引。
The weak can be attracted to Jesus' strength.
软弱的人被耶稣的刚强吸引。
The sinner can be attracted to Jesus' purity.
罪人被耶稣的圣洁吸引。
The fearful can be attracted to Jesus' fearlessness.
胆怯的人被耶稣的勇敢无惧吸引。
The rejected can be attracted to Jesus' open arms.
受到排斥的人被耶稣伸开的膀臂所吸引。
The broken-hearted can be attracted to Jesus' healing power.
忧伤破碎的心灵被耶稣医治的大能吸引。
The angry and the bitter can be attracted to Jesus' forgiveness.
心里充满苦毒、恼恨的人被耶稣乐于饶恕的宽容所吸引。
The disappointed can be attracted to Jesus' sympathy.
灰心失望的人被耶稣的怜悯心肠吸引。
The bankrupt can be attracted to Jesus' riches.
贫穷的被耶稣的丰盛富足吸引。
The confused can be attracted to Jesus' guidance.
困惑的被耶稣的带领吸引。
The sorrowful can be attracted to Jesus' solace.
悲伤的被耶稣的安慰吸引。
The discouraged can be attracted to Jesus' courage.
灰心丧志的人被耶稣的勇气吸引。
The betrayed can be attracted to Jesus' confidentiality.
曾被背弃的被耶稣的信任而吸引。
The hopeless can be attracted to Jesus' hope-filled counsel.
绝望的人被耶稣充满盼望的忠告而吸引。
When you go to a counselor, you have to tell him about your problems.
当你去寻求辅导的时候，你需要告诉辅导员你的问题在哪里。
But when you go to Jesus, the wonderful counselor,
但是当你来到耶稣这位奇妙的辅导面前时
，He would say to you, "I know all about your problems."
他会对你说，你一切的问题我都知道。
And I already have the answer to all of your problems.
并且我已经有了解决这些问题的办法。
I've just been waiting for you to come to me.
我一直在这里等着你来。
The attributes of the wonderful counselor are surpassing.
这位奇妙的辅导具有非凡的属性。
The attractiveness of the wonderful counselor is subsuming.
这位奇妙辅导具有包容万有的吸引力。
Thirdly, the abilities of the wonderful counselor are all supernatural.
第三，这位奇妙的辅导具有超然的能力。
People get into all sorts of trouble when they only rely on human counseling.
当人们仅仅依赖世上的辅导员时，会陷入很多麻烦中。
As good as it may be.
不论是多么好的辅导员，都会这样。
People get into all kinds of trouble when they do not go to the wonderful counselor.
他们不寻求那位奇妙的辅导，就会卷入到很多的麻烦中。
Jesus is called Wonderful Counselor for a good reason.
耶稣被称为奇妙的辅导，原因在于
Because his counseling is a wonder.
因为他的辅导的确是神奇的。
That means whenever Jesus counsels anyone, miracles happen.
也就是说，每当耶稣辅导人的时候，就会有奇迹发生。
When Jesus counsels you, transformation takes place.
如果耶稣辅导你，你就会改变。
When Jesus counsels you, his supernatural power goes into operation.
如果耶稣辅导你，他超然的能力就会开始运行。
And that is why the word wonderful could only apply to the wonder-working power of Jesus Christ.
因此，奇妙这个词只可以应用在耶稣基督奇妙的能力上。
I want to show you three examples of how the wonderful counselor dealt with three different cases.
我要用三个例子来说明这位奇妙的测试是怎样处理难题的。
And all of these three cases are in the Gospel of John.
这些难题都记在约翰福音里。
They are in chapter 3, 4, and 5.
就是在约翰福音第三、第四和第五章。
In chapter 3, Jesus meets a theologian, a seminary professor by the name of Nicodemus.
在第三章，耶稣见到一位名叫尼哥底母的神学教授。
Nicodemus comes to Jesus with flattering words.
首先，尼哥底母对耶稣说了些奉承话。
But the wonderful counselor does not fall for that.
可是这些奉承话并没有搅乱这位奇妙的测试。
But rather, he immediately recognizes that this man is a man who had religion without life.
并且他马上看出这个人的信仰是僵化的。
In spite of Nicodemus' theological training and religious influence,
尽管尼哥底母深深地受到神学的训练和影响，
Nicodemus knew nothing about the life from above.
但是尼哥底母对永生一无所知。
And Jesus puts his finger on the problem.
耶稣一针见血地指出他的问题。
And offers him the only solution to his problem.
并且给他找出了解决问题的方法。
He said to him, you must be born again.
耶稣对他说，你必须要重生。
You may be a person who is not born again listening to us today.
亲爱的朋友，今天你也许还没有重生。
You can write to us and ask how to become born again.
但你可以写信来问我如何才能得到重生。
Then in chapter 4 of the Gospel of John,
接下来在约翰福音第四章，
we see the wonderful counselor meets a womanWho was deeply hurt by men.
我们看到这位奇妙的辅导遇到一位曾经饱受男人伤害的女人。
But the wonderful counselor, the savior of the world, saw behind her mask.
这位奇妙的辅导，这位救世主，看到了这位女士不为人知的一面。
He saw a frustrated and defeated immoral lifestyle.
他看到了这位女士的沮丧、挫折和不道德的生活。
He saw that she was a woman of passion without power.
他看到这位女士如同行尸走肉般的活着。
And he immediately gives her the contentment that she was desperate for.
主耶稣马上给予她梦寐以求的满足。
And that is why she immediately testified to the power of Jesus.
所以她当场就为主耶稣的能力做见证。
Then in chapter 5 of the Gospel of John,
再就是在约翰福音第五章，
The wonderful counselor confronts a man who suffered for 38 years with physical infirmity.
这位奇妙的辅导遇见了一个瘫痪了38年的病人。
Each time the man sought healing from the pool of water,
每一次当这个病人想要到水池中寻求医治的时候，
He faced disappointment and hopelessness.
他总是大失所望。
And the wonderful counselor, the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, asked him a question.
然后这位奇妙的辅导，救主耶稣基督问了他一个问题。
Do you want to be made whole?
你要痊愈吗？
And then Jesus alone makes him whole.
接着耶稣就把他完全治好了。
I want you to notice, my listening friends, that in every case,
亲爱的朋友，请你留意每一个案例。
The wonderful counselor demonstrated his supernatural ability to meet the needs of whomever he counseled.
在辅导过程中，这位奇妙的辅导都彰显了他超然的能力。
As I conclude this message today,
在结束今天信息的时候，我想对你说，
I don't know where you are.
我不知道你目前的状况。
Whether you have religion without life,
你的信仰是否僵化的？
Whether you have religion without Christ,
你的信仰是否缺少了基督？
Whether you have passion without power,
你的生活是否缺乏动力？
Whether you are in church without the Savior,
你去教会却不认识救主？
I don't know whether you have lost hope,
我不清楚你是否失去了盼望？
I don't know whether you have allowed bitterness to numb your senses,
我不知道你是否任凭痛苦来麻痹你。
I don't know whether your hurt and pain is paralyzing you.
我不知道伤害和疼痛是否让你瘫痪。
I don't know whether you have a sin that is controlling you.
我不知道你是否被罪所困。
All I know with absolute certainty is this.
但我确实知道。
Whatever your need may be.
无论你的需要是什么。
The wonderful counselor can meet it.
这位奇妙的辅导都能帮助你。
What I know with absolute certainty is this.
我确实知道。
The most wonderful counselor has counseled me and guided me through many rough waters.
这位最奇妙的测试曾经许多次帮助我，引导我走过艰难的时刻。
And his counsel is wonderful.
他的辅导是奇妙的。
And I know for sure that he loves and longs to counsel you.
我也深信他爱你，乐意等着来帮助你，引导你。
Will you come to him for counseling?
你愿意来到他面前寻求辅导吗？
He is waiting for you.
他正等着你呢。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
我们下一次节目再见，愿神大大的赐福给你。
是啊，唯有主耶稣方可满足我们所有的需要。无论你现在是软弱的、胆怯的、易受伤的、心里充满苦毒与恼恨，甚至对生命产生绝望的，你都可以来到主的面前寻求释放与医治。亲爱的听众朋友们，无论你现在受到的伤害是多么大，请勇敢地来到主的面前，将自己的内心一一敞开在他的面前，那我们这位奇妙全能的测试一定能够医治你。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。世界。